Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The congregation is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you on this second Sunday in Advent. As in the last few weeks, we turn again to Isaiah for our Old Testament lesson. Beginning in chapter 40, Isaiah prophesies the comfort and peace which will return to God's people. In earlier chapters, he was warning of the wrath to come, as carried out by the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities. In this second part of his book, Isaiah points to the deliverance of God's people as having been already accomplished. In the New Testament writings, his words are understood as having a greater fulfillment in the deliverance brought by the Messiah. We hear of this message in the hymn, "Comfort, comfort, ye my people."
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." A voice cries, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice says, "Cry." And I said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young."
Save us.
In our epistle reading for today, St. Peter presents the same message we were hearing in the last few weeks of the church year just ended. Be prepared, for no one knows when the day of the Lord will come. God's promises, His grace and forgiveness, and His judgment are not under human control or influence. Time for Him is relative. As we hear in the hymn, O God, our help in ages past. A thousand ages are like an evening.
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter to the churches in Asia Minor. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish and at peace.
The beginning of St. Mark's Gospel takes us directly back to the words we heard from the prophet Isaiah. Behold, I send my messenger, who will prepare your way, the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. The baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins is our prayer in the psalm setting, create in me a clean heart, O God.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School invite you and your family, no matter the age, to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all. The Advent season is being celebrated with special worship services at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays, December 13th and 20th. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you and sharing in the anticipation of the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son.